This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Parenting with passion.
We all want our kids to be happy and healthy, but recent research shows that eating disorders in adolescent girls are on the rise. In 2000, around 10% of young girls had an eating disorder. By 2006, that figure was 18%, or nearly one in five. So as a parent, what can you do to encourage healthy body image in your children, whether they're boys or girls? Christine Morgan is the CEO of the Butterfly Foundation, and she joins me now. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Katrina.
I'm guessing this is something you would have given a great deal of thought to, this area. And I guess my first question is, how much of an influence can parents really have when there's just so much pressure from media and popular culture to be skinny?
Look, that is a great question. And can I say, just in relation to your first observation, we deal with this so frequently. When I say this, we actually deal with everything ranging from negative body image through to eating disorders. Mm. And starting at the negative body image, which is where I think this whole journey starts, It's very interesting to me that despite all the work that we're trying to do, negative body image is still the number one concern for young people in Australia in that age range of about 14 to 19. So it's a really big issue, and we can talk a little bit perhaps about what happens as a result of it. But what can parents do? Look, I think right up front, it's really important to realise that the only way we can truly get young people to hear messages that we're trying to get through to them, to really understand what we're saying, is to not only have parents supporting what we're doing, but actually helping us walk the walk. It's a really, hackneyed cliche, I know, too. You can't just talk the talk, you've got to walk the walk, but it actually is really true. And parents have an incredible amount of influence still on the young people, notwithstanding all the social messaging methods that are now out there. Parents still have an incredible input to play, and most importantly, as I say, they can role model. So if they can understand that the whole crux of this is that how we feel about ourselves as a person, how we value ourselves as a person, has to be decoupled from what we look like. Mm. And if parents can really grab that and do something with it, I think they can make a very, very significant difference.
And so in terms of, as a parent, what are the things that we should be kind of, I guess, looking out for in our own behaviour or our own speech or our own way of talking about things, so that we can be that good role model? Because I know, like, for example, in my mother's group one time, I went along when my daughter was only one. And for, I think, an hour and a half, the conversation revolved around dieting. And I remember thinking, I don't want my daughter around this conversation, even at one,
Exactly. Well, look, a couple of things. Firstly, and it's probably useful to say this, but just to clarify what negative body image is, because it's the start of all of these problems.
Yeah.
Negative body image is not so much what we look like. It's actually how we feel about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have positive body image, you're really comfortable in your skin and you have an approach to life which says, I'm a valuable human being, I have my own skills and talents, and what I look like doesn't determine whether or not I'm going to be successful in my life or have an enjoyable life. Mm. It relates to health, but that's all it is. When you have negative body image, and this is what's really, I think, endemic now in our society, you can actually say to yourself, the way I look is, I don't like how I look, it's not acceptable how I look, but worse than that, it actually means that I'm not going to be successful in life. I'm not valuable, I'm not worthwhile, I don't have the right size or shape, and I'm not going to be successful. And if you're sitting in that space, then really the only logical reaction for somebody in that headspace is to say, well, actually, if that's what I truly believe, then I have to change my body. And the two ways to change your body is through dieting or through exercising. So then begins this whole pattern of, okay, I've got to get skinnier, I've got to lose weight, I've got to go and exercise more.
Mm.
Now, so I think the most important number one step that we can do as parents is to actually look at ourselves, look deeply within inside ourselves and say, what do I really believe? Do I truly believe that unless I'm a certain size and shape, then I'm not good enough, that I'm not worthy, that I'm going to have a bad day? Because if that is truly what we believe, then we probably will get up in the morning and the first thing we'll do is stand on the scales, and if the scales tell us something we like to see, we'll say, yay, we're going to have an okay day today.
Well, I don't actually have a set of scales in my house, so...
Exactly. Well, and neither do I now. I've completely thrown them out. But likewise, if we... So that's the first step. Is to say to ourselves, what do we truly believe? And do a little bit of self-analysis.
Yeah.
Then I think it's a case of very practical things. It's about definitely what you're saying. We don't don't expose children to the concept of dieting. I mean, back 20, 30 years ago, diets were something that a doctor gave you where you medically needed to have certain food combinations for your physical well-being. But dieting has now become a kind of like a standardised thing of we're on a diet.
Like a sport almost.
It is. It's like a sport. So I think really realising that dieting is dangerous. It actually leads to weight gain, and I think there's some very strong research coming through saying that people who yo-yo diet, that they're not putting more weight on, it's a bad thing. So get rid of dieting and more focusing in on we need fuel for our bodies, and fuel comes in the shape of food. And there's no good or bad foods. There are foods that are good for our health and well-being, and just having a healthy attitude to food. And encouraging a young person, another really important one for young people, is to say, try and teach them from a very early age not to use food for emotional reasons.
For punishment or reward or...
Because I'm feeling sad and I need to feel better or here's a reward or... You know, just to actually say, okay, help them to understand even from an early age, yes, you might be feeling sad and down today. That's an emotion. That's okay. What can we do that will help you change your mood? Not using food, because food is something that is fuel for our bodies. It's not there to feed our emotions. And I think if from an early age we can help our young people not turn to food as an emotional crutch and say to them, look, eat when you're hungry. You've got a physiological hunger. Eat when you're hungry. Then their bodies will be in the right kind of whack. And then I think the third thing, and this is so important, is to teach them who they are as a person is a unique individual. They've got their own talents, their own skills. They've got their own values. And those qualities are what define them as the person they are, not what their body size or shape is.
Yeah, that's important.
That's a really... And help them then as parents to actually identify their own skills, their own talents, and not all recognising that not all children in the family can have the same skills and talents. So helping them discover at a very early age things that they are naturally good at. They might be a particularly kind little person. They might be somebody who loves to sing and dance. They might be somebody who reads stories. They might be somebody who laughs a lot. But finding qualities and helping them understand that that's what defines them as a person is really important and acts as a resilience factor against negative body image.
I'm speaking with Christine Morgan. She is the CEO of the Butterfly Foundation, which assists families who are dealing with eating disorders. We're talking about healthy body image this morning. So, Christine, I remember hearing once that getting kids involved in things like sports or other activities where they use their bodies in a way with skill or with power or things like that can be helpful for children to develop sort of, I guess, positive ideas about what they can do with their bodies rather than just thinking about their bodies as something that's to do with how they look. Is there any truth in that?
Look, there is. There's a lot of truth in that. There is one small caveat I've put on, and I'll name the caveat first, which is that when somebody has negative body image and is trying to change the size or shape that they are, then there is the root of excessive exercise. So the only caveat I put on it is that if a young person is engaging in excessive exercise for the wrong reasons, that would be something to be concerned about. But the positive side of it, and I truly think this, is that engaging in sport or an activity or a physical activity which the young person is good at, so they're doing it because it's a good thing, helps them realise that their bodies are these most amazing creations, that their body is something which enables them to do something they love and enjoy and is fun, that it feels good to be active, our bodies are made to move, and that naturally if we want to do that, then we fuel our bodies with food so we can do it. So it's a very healthy way of actually saying, this body wasn't meant to just sit here on a sofa and do nothing. It's been created with arms and legs and muscles and all sorts of things to help us get out there and actually have some real fun. So that's where healthy, active exercise is great for kids. Absolutely fantastic.
Okay. Well, you mentioned there that sometimes excessive exercise can be a sign that things are going a bit wrong. I guess I wanted to ask you, what are the other sort of warning signs for parents to think that maybe their child could be at risk of developing an eating disorder or some sort of body image issue?
Okay, and that's so really important because, and it might be useful if I just very quickly say that a good way to kind of understand the risk of an eating disorder to develop is this, that if you start with negative body image and you're saying, I want to change my shape or size, then you either diet or you excessively exercise. The next step along the the spectrum as it is that you then become engaged in what we call quite disordered eating. And that is where you're being very restrictive. Often when you're restrictive, you then binge and purge. Those kind of behaviours are starting to come out. And we're seeing a lot of that in teenage girls, cohorts of it in schools. That's happening a great deal. And or you start to exercise very, very excessively. Mm-hmm. Now, not everybody at that point is going to necessarily develop the psychiatric condition and the clinical condition of an eating disorder. Mm-hmm. But can I say that even at that point with highly disordered eating, call it yo-yo dieting, there is research that has recently come out which says that the impact of that on developing bodies is absolutely horrific. They actually refer to it as being subtle but chronic malnutrition. So that's a real danger. So that's bad enough. But then if unfortunately your young person has the vulnerabilities for an eating disorder, and their genetic vulnerabilities, their personality vulnerabilities, their environmental vulnerabilities, and tips into an actual eating disorder, then you're in a very black space. And that's a horrible hole to come out of. And there's no real choices about that one. You've just there. So getting back to your question, it is incredibly important to look for early warning signs to see if we can stop this progression and the possibility of falling into an eating disorder. And the signs would be, I guess, those ones that I've kind of mentioned, which is my young person really starting to become very inflexible about food? Mm-hmm. Are they talking a lot about it, or maybe not talking about it at all? Okay. Are they not eating their lunch? Are they saying, oh, no, I can't have that because I'm fat? Are they talking about their body shape and size and just giving an indication that they're really concerned about perhaps being too fat? I mean, I hear so often from parents these days that even as young as five, their little five-year-old daughter's coming in and saying, Mummy, I can't wear that because my tummy's too big.
Mm. So break your heart.
So any conversations like that, you think, oh, gosh, okay, that's something to be careful about. As for any fixation on food. Now, the difficulty with fixations on food is that that's actually a natural part of a young person growing up, and we all know that. But if they will eat something else, so let's say, for instance, that they've got an absolute fixation on peanut butter or whatever, that's probably actually okay. That's not something so much to worry about. But if they're saying, if they're really restricting the quantities of food they're eating and or skipping meals, that's very, very concerning. Mm-hmm. Another thing to look for too is mood changes, because somebody who's got negative body image is not feeling good about themselves. Mm. So you may well find that the young person is becoming a lot more critical about themselves. Mm. They may be withdrawing from friends. They may be hiding in their rooms, not doing anything. They may just have bad moods.
Yeah.
So that all of those warning signs or signs are there, I think, to actually stop and delve a little bit deeper to see what might be going on. And if it is something relating to negative body image, that they're not liking what they look like and they think that that doesn't make them a very valuable person, then that's the level to go into the conversation and provide some direction to take them to a more positive space.
Yeah. I mean, I think as a parent too, there's nothing more heartbreaking than thinking that your child doesn't like themselves. I mean, even my four-year-old has sometimes said to me, oh, Mum, I'm hopeless. I can't do anything. And you just think, where did that come from, you know?
I know. We're so critical, aren't we?
Where
every human being is born with gifts and talents. There's not one of us created that doesn't have something positive and good about ourselves.
Exactly.
As a society, we tend to focus in on what we're not good at rather than saying, actually, why don't I do what I'm good at?
Mm.
Why don't I just enjoy myself? Like, it's a very much an underlying cultural thing in our society that we really do have to do something about.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's been great to talk to you today, Christine. I think we've all learned a lot. So thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's Christine Morgan. She's the CEO of the Butterfly Foundation. Their website is thebutterflyfoundation.org.au.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.